307, 86 degrees. I won't tell you what it feels like. You don't want to know. Okay, 90. 590 WKZO. This is Jeremy Lawrence, and I am the host of, yes, that program known as The Jeremy Lawrence Show. Aptly named, I think.
Yes, I think so, too.
I know you'd like it to be the Michael Loudon program, but nevertheless, that is not to be today. Anyway, of course, Michael Loudon with me. He is the ever-intrepid and always interrupting producer.
Yes, I certainly am, and I plan to do some more of that today.
Of course, of course. Now, we wanted to dig into some interesting things today. A little bit later, I want to dig into, there's some new ads that have been released for Terry Lynn Land's campaign for Senate, for Governor Snyder's reelection campaign, and there's been some speculation, interesting speculation on, all right, assuming that he wins this particular campaign, which all the pundits are pretty much saying, yeah, he's got it in the bag, what happens in a couple of years with one Rick Snyder? Some interesting speculation abounds. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, talk about this in just a couple of minutes. Open carry. And this came, this issue hit home just a couple of weekends ago. So we'll dig into that just a little bit. Tell you just a little bit about the incident that took place, if you haven't heard about it already, and chances are you probably have. So we'll dig into that just a little bit. Of course, we are going to dig into a movie ticket giveaway, and I really can't keep this one from Michael. I talked about it yesterday, so you know, he already knows about it. He's already prepared for it. So we got a movie ticket giveaway. If you missed out on our giving away tickets to Jersey Boys yesterday, I got a couple of tickets today I'd like to get into your hands. These are tickets to go see it at Celebration Cinema. You could go see it when it opens this Friday. And Celebration Cinema, of course, if you're not aware, that's that one that's behind the mall in Portage, a fantastic place to see movies. I go there a lot myself to see movies, so it is well worth it. And, hey, a movie on us doesn't get much better than that. The only way it gets better is if Michael buys your popcorn. He's still not promising to do that, but I'm working on him a little bit, okay? So we'll see anyway. But we're going to be doing that, of course, because he's aware of it. That means you need to be ready to answer some dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, that's coming up sometime before the end of the program. Also, the video of the day. Had a debate on this one because there were several good ones, and you just might see some of the runners-up in the next couple of days because they were just that good. But you really can't beat it when The Tonight Show does what they do with Brian Williams. Yes. He's rapping again. This time, Baby Got Back. this is a good one. You definitely want to see this one. You know, and I debated playing it, or at least a little bit of it today, but I decided, you know what? That's just going to totally spoil it. And that means what you need to do is head on over to our website and check it out, WKZO.com. Scroll down towards the bottom of the page. This is underneath the news section. It's our blog section. And it is right there if you see Brian Williams, this is the news anchor for NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams, oddly named after him for some reason. So anyway, if you see his picture, that's where you click. And actually, an easier way to do it is just if you like us on Facebook, if you haven't done that yet, we'll keep you up on different news items that have taken place. We'll keep you up on these videos every day, and who knows what else. We've got all sorts of exciting things planned for the Facebook page. And just look at it this way. You can be in on it every single day just by going there and clicking like. Easy way to do it. Click on the Facebook link at WKZO.com, and you're there. Just that simple. All right, so I wanted to dig into this a little bit because there are thoughts on both sides. And we've heard story upon story upon story of open carry advocates. And, you know, people know that they can open carry a gun of some kind. Well, this came home for us in Kalamazoo. This was Saturday, June 8th at the downtown Kalamazoo Library. It was during a children's event that was kicking off a summer reading program. Man had a handgun in a holster. He said that he carries the gun to protect his young daughter. Well, the police had told the people at the library. Now, the library, you can open carry. That has been established as a place that you could do that. And yet the police had told them, well, you know what? Whenever you see somebody with a gun, give us a call. So they did. They asked the man to leave. He did not, says he totally is within his rights to carry his gun. Well, the man's wife eventually encouraged him to leave the library and left the parking lot of the library before police arrived. However, he hung out across the street, and when police arrived, he came back and talked to the police about his legal rights, then left again. Police told them, you know what, yeah, give us a call when you see somebody with a gun. Now, here's the thing. They asked the man to leave. The head, the public library director, Ann Rohrbaugh, said that she feels like this shows the need to add libraries to the list of gun-free zones. However, a spokesman for Michigan Open Carry Incorporated says that the library owes the man an apology. Now, this is an interesting debate on this. And I think you can look at the benefits of both sides. People say, oh, I don't want to make people uncomfortable. I don't want to make people feel like, you know, they're next in line for one of these huge, massive shootings we hear about. And, you know, you want people to feel welcome and that sort of thing. On the other side, you're going, well, wait a minute. Right to keep and bear arms. It's in the Constitution. It's right there. Now, there have already been limits on that, because there are businesses, places of worship, things like that, that you cannot carry a gun unless you are a security guard or someone of that nature. And the interesting thing about this is Michigan Open Carry said that the actions of the library were unacceptable. They said, this is Rob Harris, spokesman for Michigan Open Carry, said, they made the man so uncomfortable that he had to leave. I think it's awful. I think the library owes him an apology. And when asked if people were uncomfortable by seeing a man with a gun, he says that's their problem. Unfortunately for them, nothing in the law says they have the right to be comfortable. Okay, so their argument is the library made this guy carrying the gun uncomfortable, and that's bad. But it's okay for people at the library to be uncomfortable because there's no law against people being uncomfortable. I agree with the sentiment of the idea, well, you know, people are going to be uncomfortable from time to time. But you know what? I find it difficult to say, all right, you're defending it from both sides here. You're saying, all right, we don't want our guy to be uncomfortable. We want your people to be uncomfortable. And it's okay if people are uncomfortable. Already my head's spinning, and I'm the one making the case. You know, I think this is one of these situations where you've got to think, well, is there a middle ground here? Is there something that, you know, I get the idea, you know, you have a right to keep and bear arms. But is there a middle ground here? I mean, the library made the case that, well, we do have security here, and, you know, we're very serious about that, and we want to make it a safe place. And, you know, the other part of it is, all right, you know, you allow somebody to open carry, that's fine, but how long until we're all kind of like the Wild West here? You know, we're all, everybody's got a sidearm, and, you know, you end up, you know, duel at high noon on the main roads.
Getting ready for shootouts.
You know, I mean, are we ready for another gunfight at the OK Corral here? You know? And I just wonder if there is some sort of middle ground here. Like to get your opinion on this if you'd like to be a part of the conversation. You can get a hold of us a couple of different ways. First of all, by phone. You can do that locally at 382-4280. Or if you're not local, We're not going to say too bad because we still want to hear from you. 877-382-4280, and that's even toll-free. So you could be a part of things. Also, 803-73, if you would like to text us with your comments. We do share some of those comments throughout the course of the program so that you could be a part of things as well. So what do you think about this? Do you think that library should be a place for open carry? And do you think maybe there was some sort of middle ground that could be struck here? I don't know. I'd love to hear from you on this one. Let's head on over to the phones right now. Chris is standing by. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the program.
Hey. So I kind of look at this as a form of activism. You know, the people who are, you hear more about it in Texas with the people carrying their, not their sidearms, but their AR-15.
No, yeah, assault rifles, whatever else. I've heard about that as well.
Whatever you have. But, you know, if the argument is that, and it's a reasonable argument, as proven out by statistics, legal citizens with guns make any situation safer, whether it's in the library or at PGIS or wherever. Legal citizens carrying guns legally make a situation safer. Mm-hmm. So these guys are going around, and maybe this, I don't know if that was this guy's intent, but it's the result of it is that more people see more people carrying guns legally, and I guess the concept is that if you see somebody with a gun, that you're not supposed to instantly shrivel up and or start screaming, he's got a gun, he's got a gun, because it doesn't really change the situation at all. And so, you know, if it is activism, this is the same tact that the gay movement made when they had queer out and queer first and all those groups where people went in the malls and screamed, "We're queer, we're here, get over it," and or made out in public. Mm-hmm. So if I'm uncomfortable, once I'm at the public library and two people are making out, and I guess if they're right, you know, male or female, or male or male, or female or female, I guess if they're right, they can do that. Is the librarian going to call the cops and tell them to get out? No, I gotta get over.
Well, I'm not seeing the parallel between those two things.
The parallel is that we have rights. If I'm supposed to not be offended, or not offended by somebody, some two people making out, whatever their sexual orientation is, and they have the right to do that. They have the right to do that, and I have the right to carry a sidearm. They need to get over that part. It just seems to me that the line of demarcation is how it offends liberals. I'm pretty sure if you asked the librarian which way she voted, I'm guessing that, in fact, I know it's true, most librarians tend to be liberal, and they probably don't appreciate guns, period, but they don't mind if, you know, two people make out in the library as long as, you know.
I don't know, Chris. I think you're making some stretches of logic here, and I have trouble saying, first of all, we don't know what the librarian's politics are, and in this case, I don't know that it necessarily matters. The other part of it, I just don't see the connection there between, all right, you're allowed to carry guns and people making out in the library. I mean, that's not the issue here. I appreciate your call. I really do. But let's move on to another caller here. We've got Tim on the line. Welcome, Tim. Glad you're with us.
Hey, hi, Jeremy. Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, just a little different perspective on this. I really feel uncomfortable when you're exercising your right to free speech.
Okay.
The people in the library, if somebody came in there and started shooting and the guy with the gun took them out, I think they'd change their tune.
Well,
so there's my two cents.
And I understand that. And, Tim, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. I understand the argument. At the same time, you know, I mean, is this really that he feels like, all right, I want to protect people, or is he trying to make a political statement that, look, see, I can carry my gun? And if it's a political statement, this is a room full of 3 and 4 year olds. I mean, you know, they're not going to get it.
Yeah.
They're just going to look at that and go, "Mommy, he's got a gun." You know, that's...
And they might all be scared, too, because of that.
Now, you know, I think there is some sensibility to be had in it. It's just, as I hear about this situation, you know, I kind of feel like, yeah, okay, you have your right to do what you do, but it doesn't always mean that it's a wise choice to do it. I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of what comes to my imagination on it. What do you think about it? 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 803-73. You can text us as we continue ahead. And we're currently looking at 86 degrees in Kalamazoo. 590 WKZO, the Jeremy Lawrence Show, as we continue ahead. Talking open carry. Before we do that, I want to remind you that this particular portion of the program brought to you by Heritage Christian Academy. They're your local pre-K to 12 school where faith turns friends into family. Like I said, we've been talking open carry and taking your phone calls on it as well. This all stems from an incident. This happened on Saturday the 8th of this month, and it was at the downtown Kalamazoo Library. There was a children's event there kicking off a summer reading program. Man showed up, said he was protecting his three-year-old, and said he had a right to open carry and that kind of thing. Eventually, he did leave. Michigan Open Carry Incorporated is saying the man is owed an apology by the library. However, those in charge of the library are saying that something like this shows why libraries need to be on the list of places that are considered gun-free zones in Michigan. Now, I'd be curious what you think about it, because, yes, he does have a right to open carry in some places. There aren't, you know, there are certain places that... that will post, hey, you know what? No, can't have a gun here. Can't have weapons here. And that's fine. But I think, you know, there's got to be something. There has to be something where you go, okay, I need to have a little sensibility here. I understand that you want to protect you and yours. I get that. Feel it myself. And the other part of it is that, you know what? You do have the ability to concealed carry. If you like, if you're licensed and that kind of thing, you can do that as well. It's another angle to the issue as well. If you'd like to chime in on it, feel free to do so. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, 803-73. You can text us and share your insights that way. I head back to the phones where Krista is standing by on the phone. Hi, Krista. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Yes, I just kind of had a comment as I was listening.
Okay.
Most people that I know that can conceal and carry a weapon do it very responsibly. And I guess my question would be, was he carrying this gun where it was out in the open to be seen by everyone? There are ways that you can carry a weapon that he can still protect his child and not scare other people in the public. I feel like it's a matter of personal responsibility and discernment.
Mm-hmm. Well, and my understanding of the story is that this man was open carrying. He had a holster, and that's where his gun was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think, you know, that's kind of why they've got concealed carry and that kind of thing. You know, my mother, she's a 70-plus-year-old woman, and she is a concealed carry, very good at hitting her target, by the way, one of the best I've ever seen. But, you know, I think it's the whole idea of responsibility. You're right on the money there.
Absolutely. And and I've considered it myself, and, you know, I would keep it in a purse. I wouldn't, I guess, kind of flaunt the fact that I have the right to carry a gun. I think it's also your right to be responsible with it and with the people in your community.
Well, I guess, you know, what you're getting at there is that, you know, yeah, you have a right to carry, but it is your responsibility to do that. I think is what you're getting at. And I couldn't agree more with you. I think you're right on the money there, Krista. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, we did have someone text in, and their sentiments are pretty similar. They said, I've been in law enforcement for 27 years, been pro-gun as long as I can remember. Open carry is a right, but is it the best way to go? I think concealed carry is more appropriate. You can protect your family and do it without everyone in the room knowing it. And, you know, I think those sentiments, I think that's really the middle ground that you find there. Concealed carry is good. I think you need to be sensible about it, though, too. In some of those areas where they say, nope, can't bring a weapon here unless you're a uniformed security officer or security force for that particular place or you're a police officer, guess what? Yeah, you don't want to carry. But I think it's finding that middle ground. We're going to keep talking about this. We'll keep talking with you. Feel free to give us a call, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. You can text us, 80373, as we continue on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. It's 86 degrees, kind of warm out there, partly cloudy from what I understand. They don't let me look out a window.
You know, you need to get a window in your office somehow.
I don't know. I'm not sure how I'm going to pull that one off because I've got a wall of cabinets and there's like this little space between my desk and the cabinets. So I do have a window, but it looks into the cubicle next to me. I'm not sure how that works. But
that's not a sight you want to see. You want to see outdoors.
Yeah, so I put it this way. The cubicle next to me, it's there's nobody in it, which is okay. You know, then I don't have to see a coworker, which is fine, you know, if there was one. But we have blinds, and they're closed. So that's as close as it gets to a window. I have a window onto an area that on the other side of a cubicle wall has a window where the blinds are always closed. So that's as close as it gets.
Yeah.
I can just go by, well, you know what? Michael said it was nice, so.
It was kind of steamy out, I would say that.
Okay.
A little windy as well.
There you go. But just warm, I guess, is the appropriate word to use for it. So.
Yeah, warm weather we haven't felt yet all year, really.
We'll see, given, you know, that we think that might be a good word. We'll get to see here in just a second. What Bob Larson thinks would be the appropriate word. You know, he always comes up with a weather and a word for us. So I'll be interested to see what that word is. And I'll be interested to see because I'm seeing an awful lot of activity in the forecast. Tons of it. So I'm curious to see when all of this activity will go away. We'll get back to the, I don't want to call it boring weather, but something where it's not quite as active, shall we say. Active weather, always fun. Well, speaking of weather and activity and that kind of thing, Bob Larson is with us. Bob, I was discussing just as you were hooking up with us here, we kind of came up with a word for today ourselves. And I know it's probably not the word you've come up with, but humor me. Our word is warm, and I'd like to see how it matches up with your word.
Well, see, the thing is, I rarely use a word that's weather-related.
That's
Does
true.
That make any sense? That's,
well, you know, you're just trying to mix
it's
it up.
It's a weather
on
forecast.
Bit,
I try to boil it down in one word, and I try not. Now, you basically can't avoid it. And warm could be an understatement today, because it is very warm and it is steamy. It's very humid out there. Mm-hmm. We haven't discussed this much yet this year, but as I always like to talk about, it's not the relative humidity; it's the dew point temperature. And the dew point temperature hit 70 earlier this afternoon, stands at 69 right now. That's nearly tropical when the dew points get that far up.
Mm-hmm.
Tropical dew points are typically in the middle and upper 70s, so it's quite the same as maybe it would be in the tropics. But you get the idea. It's very humid, and unlike any humidity that we have been faced with at any point this year. So it's been a while since we felt it this muggy. You got to go back to last summer, and that, of course, adds to the overall warmth. Temperature-wise, it's warm, yes, mid and upper 80s, but not as hot as we have sometimes seen it in June. We're not breaking records, but you factor in the humidity, and it's very noticeable.
Mind you, factor in how all of us were used to cooler temperatures to this point. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, we've held the storms off to this point. Talked to you yesterday about how storms were coming in. If they got here, they may not be till late at night. If they held together, they did not hold together. Thought storms would be flaring up today. They have not. They have to our south and east parts of northern Ohio. Earlier in southeastern Michigan, and now on the other side, coming across lower Ontario and into western New York, that's where the storms are. The next wave of storms is way back in the high plains. We find ourselves in between batches of storms, so we'll stay, despite the warmth and humidity, probably going to stay rain-free through early tonight, But there is a threat of showers and storms again late at night, and then at any point during the day tomorrow and tomorrow night, which leads to my word.
Okay.
Because we've been talking about showers and storms for more than 24 hours now. They have yet to materialize, but my word is eventually. We can only stay in this, what I would call, loaded weather pattern. We can only stay this way for so long before eventually the dam bursts and we end up getting the showers and storms. Amazing we've held them all to this point, but I think it's just a matter of time before this changes and we get into the action. The first threat of that comes late tonight, and then, as I say, at any point during the day tomorrow. And it'll stay very humid right through tomorrow night, maybe a little less so Thursday and Friday, but nothing that would be considered cool and refreshing.
See, you know, I don't know what if I would call it your optimism or whatever, but, you know, I would look at it and say, well, our phantom rain.
Yeah.
You know, so another possibility there down the line. So,
right.
But when do we get to the point of where things are a little more, how shall we say, boring with the weather forecast?
That may take a while because as I look down the road, the weather pattern remains, and we see this happen a lot, incidentally, during the summer months. We get into June, the middle of summer, and July and August, and oftentimes we get into these vague, nondescript weather patterns where it's warm, it's humid, could be a shower, thunderstorm, maybe not, and it's tough to pin things down. I suspect things get a little more quiet and or boring, if you will, maybe this weekend. We might be able to luck out and have a better weekend where Saturday and Sunday, not to say it's going to be just sunny and beautiful, but it might be more along the lines of partly sunny with just a stray shower, thunder shower, and seasonable temperatures, highs in the 80s, lows in the lower 60s, about par for the course for the second half of June. So that may be our fate this weekend.
Okay. All right.
But until then, it'll be warm, it'll be humid, and there'll be the threat of showers and storms starting with late tonight, continuing through tomorrow evening.
Well, I'll tell you what, it gives us something to look forward to for the weekend then.
That's right. We'll hold on to that, and we'll take another look at that tomorrow, see if we can pin that down a little better. But in the meantime, I wouldn't worry so much about storms early this evening, but that is a possibility for later tonight. And whenever the storms do develop and move in, there is potential for some downpours. The atmosphere is loaded with moisture. Talked about that high humidity. Just picture a sponge that's completely saturated. If something comes along and just squeezes that sponge, a lot of moisture can come pouring out of it. So the atmosphere is ripe. Maybe that's my word, ripe. I'll use that tomorrow. But today, I go with eventually. Eventually, we're going to get showers and storms out of it. Hasn't happened yet, but I think it's just a matter of time.
It will. All right. Well, Bob, we've got Tiger baseball the next couple of days. We might speak with you. We might not. Depends on whether that sponge gets a good old squeeze in the area.
That's true.
But one way or another, we will definitely chat Friday.
Right, and we'll have numbers to talk about. And if we do get that sponge to get wrung out a little bit, if you will, then maybe we'll have some differences in the numbers to talk about and see if we've knocked off some of that rainfall deficit.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good day, Bob.
Thanks. You too, Jeremy.
All right. Bob Larson getting us up to date on what's going on with the weather and that kind of thing. If you're confused, well, you know what? That's why we have Bob.
Yeah, he straightens out all that confusion.
He straightens it out, says, you know what? Yeah, all right, we didn't get the rain, kind of broke up, but guess what? Uh-huh. It could very well happen. In fact, it eventually will. So all I can tell you is take it to the bank. It's going to happen at some point. So, yeah, that would definitely be. And I think it would be good because we do need some rain in varying spots and degrees would be a good thing. Definitely. All right. You know what?
What?
I feel like giving something away.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What are we going to give away?
Well, you're buying someone lunch.
Oh, okay. They can have my water bottle, too.
Well, at least you're not offering up your Gatorade. That was yesterday. So. So, no, actually, what we're going to give you is a couple of tickets. This is for a new movie that's set to come out Friday. It's called Jersey Boys. This is a story having to do with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. You're laughing over there.
Oh, you'll see why soon.
Okay. Suddenly I'm frightened and want to run. I don't know why. Anyway, here you go. You've got a couple of tickets to go see Jersey Boys at Celebration Cinema in Portage. It is a fantastic place for you to go see a movie, and this brand new movie set to come out on Friday. A couple of tickets for you to go see it on us. What you've got to do is give us a call at 382-4280. or 877-382-4280. And, of course, you know, I would just give you the tickets, but because Michael's in charge of the phones, sadly, you're going to have to answer a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. So here it is.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What musical group was Frankie Valli singer for? Now you see why I was laughing.
All right. Gee, I wonder what that group was. All right, if you know the answer, to which I just actually gave a little bit ago, give us a call. You'll win the tickets. Don't say we didn't make it simple. We'll continue our discussion of open carry. We were talking about that earlier, talk about the incident that brought it all to mind in the Kalamazoo area. We'll get your thoughts on it as well as we continue ahead on the Jeremy Lawrence Show at 590 WKZO. It's 86 degrees in Kalamazoo. What is it, 74 degrees right here where I'm sitting? Not that you care.
Yes,
something like
74.
That.
74.
Yeah, anyway, this is 590 WKZO. Like you care how comfortable I am, you know? You're listening going, come on, let's get on with it. So, we just had the opportunity to give away a couple of tickets to go see a brand new movie, Jersey Boys. Two tickets to go see this. This is about Frankie Valli and the Boy, little did I know, all I had to do was just give the answer before you give the question, and it just blows you right out of the water.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. I knew you would do that anyways.
All right. Well, anyway, we gave those away, and someone was the winner of those tickets on the incredibly easy, dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that we did.
Yes, that was Jerry from Three Rivers.
All right, so Jerry gets a chance to go see Jersey Boys, and he won those tickets because he's a good listener and because he probably already knew the answer anyway, and that was the answer to the trivia question, which was what?
What musical group was Frankie Valli singer for?
Van Halen. No, I'm kidding. No, as I'd said before, it was Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So, which somebody left a CD here in the studio. I don't know why. I don't know, but it's sitting over here staring me in the face.
Are you going to listen to it?
Probably not. Something tells me. See, I'm not a Frankie Valli fan myself, but a lot of people liked what he did. He was certainly distinctive, had one of those unique voices that stands out, and it makes you sit there and go, wow, that was a guy? Okay. Well, at least that was my reaction when I first heard him. Of course, you know, he was a genius at his trade and that kind of thing. And I guess from my angle, some people like him, I guess. But there's definitely a story to go with his story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. They've made a movie out of it and a couple of tickets there for you. So congrats to you for winning those tickets. Now, we wanted to talk a little bit further about open carry. It was... there was an open carry incident that took place on Saturday, June the 8th, and this was at the downtown Kalamazoo Library. It was a children's event. Father was bringing his three-year-old to the library for this event. It's a kickoff for their summer reading program, that kind of thing. Well, the man had a handgun in a holster. And the library staff approached him and asked him about it, and he said, well, I carry a gun to protect my young daughter. Well, the police had told them, when you see somebody with a gun, give them a call. And one of the administrators told the man, well, we'd really like you to leave. He says, I'm not going to do that. I have a right to carry a gun, you know, open carry. It's not a problem. However, his wife encouraged him to, well, no, we really probably should get out of here. And so he left. But, oddly enough, stayed across the street waiting, and the police showed up. He came back, discussed his rights with him. There really wasn't any arrest or anything like that. You know, and it is legal to do so, to open carry at a library. Now, the director of the library Ann Rohrbaugh said that this shows why libraries need to be on the list of gun-free zones in the state of Michigan. Michigan Open Carry said that the library owes the man an apology. I guess my angle on this, and if you're just joining us, we talked about this a little earlier. My angle on this is there's got to be a middle ground here. There's got to be something where, you know what, you could still feel like you're protecting you and yours, but you're not absolutely getting under the skin of everyone else around you. You know, and we talked a little bit about concealed carry as a possible other angle for this. Want to get your thoughts on this, and we've been getting your thoughts by phone and by text, and you could certainly take part in that by giving us a call at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You can also text us at 803-73, be a part of the program that way as well. We're going to head over here to the phones where we've got Tom standing by. Hi, Tom. Glad you're with us. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I heard about this on the Jim McKinney show or the morning news.
Mm-hmm. Kalamazoo's morning news, sure.
I totally agree with the guy's, for CCW.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like Jim McKinney said, he could have used some common sense. Like, had it in a shoulder holster and wore a light shirt or a light something mm-hmm. over, so it was out of sight and everything, and, I don't think there would have been anything else. But he was probably trying to make a political statement.
Well, that was my point, too, is if he's making a political statement, this is a room full of 3- and 4-year-olds. They're
right,
not exactly
that's what I
ready
say,
for
you know,
that.
If he'd use a little common sense and, just like I said, had it in a shoulder holster and, wore a light,
mm-hmm.
Well,
sure.
It's air conditioned in there. He could have wore, some kind of a, something over it. And you're coming up on a break, so I'll get off.
I am. And Tom, thanks for your call. I appreciate that today.
Bye.
Going to continue on with the program next hour, the Jeremy Lawrence Show, right here on 590 WKZO.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.